Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson, and welcome to another show. My website is TorahLifeMinistries.org, and Torah Life is about the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, known as the Torah. And many people think the Torah is a Jewish thing, but I say no, it's a scriptural thing. And for those of you that believe it's a Jewish thing, last time I checked, Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, was Jewish. So, well, we might look into this more seriously and find out what the Torah exactly is. And it starts in Genesis, which in Hebrew means Bereshit. And these are the first five books of the Bible that Yeshua actually taught in the synagogues every week. And that's why I call it Torah Life Ministries. We're going to look a little bit more at closer at Yeshua, the one you call Jesus today. And we're going to see a little bit about what exactly he taught. Because the commandments of our Creator that were given, and many people refer to them as the law, and they say the law is done away with. Well, I submit to you that the Bible never says it's done away with. But Yeshua had a problem with those that were teaching the guidelines and instructions of the law, the Pharisees and the sages, because they were adding to it. See, back then, they added to it. And today, the church has taken away from it. But it says in the scriptures, do not add or take away, but keep my commandments. So we're not to add or take away, but it says keep my commandments. Well, what commandments apply to us today? Because there's many of us that don't. There's no temple. We can't fulfill the commandments that apply to temple worship. We certainly don't need to apply the sacrificial commandments because there's no temple to do sacrifices. But there are many commandments that we can do today. And I am a man, so I do the commands that I can as a man fulfill. And the Bible never said we shouldn't fulfill our commands after Yeshua died for us. Yeshua, in fact, told us to do our best to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And that's what I believe we need to use as our guideline. Because when it says, thy word is a light for my path, the word they're talking about is his guidelines and instruction. It is the commandments. And I believe the church today is teaching a misinformed message by telling people we don't have to do anything. And I agree. We don't have to do anything to be saved. Because we're saved by the blood of Yeshua. And that's the only reason and the only way we're saved. We don't do things to be saved. But we should desire to keep the guidelines and instructions and statutes and commands of our Creator because we are saved. So hopefully we'll get to see this more clearly and understand this now. Well, we're going to look at today the attitude of our wonderful Messiah, Yeshua, and his heart and what he taught. Because it wasn't really the commandments he had to teach about because everyone knew what they were. Because when Yeshua was going through all the Jewish people, they knew the Ten Commandments. They knew all 613 commandments, and many of them kept it. But it goes beyond that. It goes according to the attitude of our Messiah and what he taught. And by pointing people to the Torah, Yeshua showed in his own actions, but it says a person is known by their fruit. He taught love and mercy for our fellow brother. And how is it that we can get this amazing grace, love, and mercy from Yeshua and not show that to our fellow brother? So there's three areas we need to look at that the scripture says we need to be doing if we want to follow the attitude of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus. And we're going to look at those today on the show. And I invite you to open your Bibles if you're not driving. And if you're listening to this while you are driving, you can listen to the program later via the station you're hearing this on. Or you can contact me via website and I could send you this teaching as well. But this is a really important teaching because it's the attitude of Yeshua and what he taught and how we are to live. You know, there's a story in the Bible about a man that owed a lot of money to a king, and the king set him free from that debt. And then that man went to go ask somebody else for the debt that was owed to him. And that is the, like man today, we've been set free through Yeshua. And then for us to go and ask other people, or at least not tell people about Yeshua dying for us, that's very similar to what happened in that situation. So we're going to look at this today. Let's start off by looking at a scripture, Matthew 9:9. It says, as Yeshua was walking alone, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at his tax collector's booth. Follow me and be my disciple, Yeshua said to him. So Matthew got up and followed him. And then we see in Matthew 9:10, it says, later Matthew invited Yeshua and his disciples to his home as dinner guests, along with many tax collectors and other sinners. And Matthew 9:11 says, but when the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, why does your teacher eat with such scum? And then in the next verse in Matthew 9:12, it says, when Yeshua heard this, he said, healthy people do not need a doctor, but sick people do. So Yeshua was not looking to avoid sinners. He wasn't looking to befriend them. He wasn't looking to hang out with them, but he was looking to help them. And we need to help our fellow brothers and sisters that are struggling and not think that we are better than them. Matthew 9:13, then he added, "Now go and learn the meaning of Scripture." And this is imperative to this teaching, folks. Matthew 9:13 says, "I want you to show mercy, not offer sacrifices." Wow. So this was the information that Yeshua was giving the Pharisees and sages, who actually were keeping the guidelines and the commandments. Yes, they were adding to them, but they were keeping them. But he told them, "I want you to show mercy, not offer sacrifices." So Yeshua showed us mercy in dying for us so we could have a second chance and have life. And he wants us to show mercy as well to sinners who we know. And we can glorify a wonderful Creator Yahweh in their eyes. And they can come to see Yeshua when their eyes are open. Matthew 9:14 says, "For I have come to call not those who think they are righteous, but those who know they are sinners." You see, what it comes down, folks, is to the attitude of man is there's a scripture that says there's a way before each person that seems right but ends in death. And that's what the situation we're in, folks, because those that have knowledge and wisdom think they know it all. But it's not about knowing. It's about an attitude. And as it says, those that think they are righteous, you know, those that think they are better than others. But he comes for those who are sinners, those that know and admit they sin and need a Savior. Again, he told them in Matthew 12:7, "But you would not have condemned my innocent disciple if you knew the meaning of this scripture. I want you to show mercy, not offer sacrifices." And that's the heart we need, just like Yeshua showed us mercy by dying for us and every day giving us mercy and grace in our sins where we are not perfect. We need to show mercy to others, and we need to judge them righteously. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying we can't judge them unrighteously. There's a difference. And scriptures are clear we're not to judge hypocritically either. But it says a spiritual person judges all things. And we need to make sure we're doing this to help our brothers out there and our sisters out there. You see, Yeshua did not have to go over the commandments and what these people keeping or breaking. He had to remind them of the attitude. And he rebuked the attitude of the Pharisees and the sages because this is the problem that they had. And this is the problem many people have today. In Hosea 6:6 it says, again, this is Hosea 6:6. "I want you to show love, not offer sacrifices. I want you to know me more than I want burnt offerings." Wow. Wow. And so it's very clear what our Creator wants and it says it right there. So he wants us to show love, not offer sacrifices. So as we look at these things, we're going to see three things we must all do to conform to the image of Yeshua and Messiah. So first, before we do that, let's look at this verse. Micah 6:8. In Micah 6:8, it says, "Know, O people, Yahweh has told you what is good and what he requires of you." And now I'm going to name the things he said of what is good and what he requires of us. So this is the answer. It says, "To do what is right, to love mercy, and walk humbly with your Creator." So those are the three things: to do what is right, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our Creator. So that is it, folks. That is what is good according to our Creator. And we're going to look at these things and get these things a little bit more closely. First one is to do what is right. Well, we are called in Scripture to be righteous. And righteous living is living according to the words of our Creator. It defies in the Bible sin as 1 John 3:4, living against the words of our Creator, living against the Torah. So living against the commandments. Now it's funny because the church today teaches us we no longer need to keep the commandments. They're actually teaching us to live unrighteously. Where Yeshua says to do what is right, to live righteously. Matthew 5:20 says, "But I warn you, unless your righteousness is better than the righteousness of the teachers of religious law and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." So this doesn't mean we need to do more than them, because they were following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. But what it does mean is we need to do it with the right attitude. So we need to learn and follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, but with the correct attitude. And that is how we will be blessed. That is what our Creator calls good, and that is what we must do. So we need to realize this, folks, and we need to get right with this, because I know many Christians that love Yeshua, but they don't love his ways. They don't know his ways. They're making excuses, and they're deceived to follow his ways. So they're not doing what is right according to our Creator. And as it said in Micah 6:8, to do what is right is to love mercy and walk humbly with your Creator. So we have to have a zealous for being righteous, for being right with his word. Then the next one he says is to love mercy. To love mercy. Because that's who Yeshua was. And that goes against us who we are. Because we're impatient. We're human. Our fleshly desires go against this. Well, what is mercy? Well, let's look at this mercy. Because it often gets fused with grace and unconditional love. And they're different things. Mercy is when you do not give someone what they deserve. We did not deserve Yeshua dying for us. But we got that. For an example, if someone treats you poorly, but you do not return it in that act of the same way. You know, you're not giving them what they deserve. You're going beyond that. That's what mercy is, folks. And we need to love mercy. We need to love going the extra step. Not looking how the world is treating us, but treating the world like Yeshua taught the world. And to love it. Not just to do it with bitterness, but to do it with love. That's what we're to do, folks. That's what it calls us. To love mercy. To love us. Not giving people what they deserve. And then we look at grace is when you give somebody what they don't deserve. So when you're not giving somebody what they deserve is mercy. But then grace is when you give somebody something what they don't deserve. So it's going beyond that. So mercy is when you're not giving somebody something that they deserve. So they deserve to be treated just as bad as they're treating you. But you're not doing that. And grace is when you're giving them something that they don't deserve. You're going beyond that. And then unconditional love. When you love somebody who does not meet all the conditions, it's unconditional. And Yeshua filled all those three. And that's what we need to do. We need to fill all those three. And we need to love filling them. Jude 2:22 says, "And you must show mercy to those whose faith is wavering. Rescue others by snatching them from the flames of judgment. Show mercy to others, but do it with great caution. Hating the sins that contaminate their lives." So this is a great warning us here is we must show mercy to those that aren't living according to the guidelines and instructions. Because we were shown mercy. And we are one step away from being sinners as well as these people. And we are sinners in many areas. And Yeshua still gives us his mercy, his grace, and his unconditional love. And for us not to give that to others, what a crime and what a shame that would be. So we must show this mercy, folks. So that's what he says. Do what is right. Show mercy. That's what he says. That's the most amazing thing about our Creator. Is he gives us what we don't deserve. He's grace. You know, and he's not giving us what we do deserve. So praise Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the wonderful Creator. And then finally, we are to walk humbly as we're instructed to do. Walk humbly is the opposite of being prideful. We can't be prideful. And this was the problem, the big problem with the Pharisees and the sages. They were very prideful in what they were doing because they had so much information and knowledge about the Torah, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. So as they were fulfilling these things and doing these things, they weren't doing it with a humble heart. They were doing it with a prideful heart. And that's where the problem came. We look at this example in Luke 19:5-19. When Yeshua brought salvation to Zechariah's home, the chief tax collector and the crooked sinners. And he says in Luke 19:10, "For the Son of Man came not to seek and save those who are lost." It says, "For the Son of Man." In Luke 19:10, it says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost." And in John 8:7 it says, "They kept demanding an answer. So he stood up against them and said to all of them, 'But let the one who has never sinned throw the first stone.'" We understand, folks, we need to be humble in the information we've been given us. Our eyes have been opened to something that most of the world's eyes have not been opened to. As believers of Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, we've been given a gift that's offered to everyone, but not everyone sees it as a gift. And a great example is the narrow path, the narrow road. It says only few will find it, which leads to the narrow gate, which is Yeshua. Well, that narrow road is righteousness, living according to the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, but doing it with a humble heart. And only few find that answer. Only few find it. We look at somebody in Scripture who found it, the Apostle Paul, Shaul. He found it, and he was so blessfully thankful for the mercy that Yahweh bestowed upon him. As he says in 1 Timothy 1:15, 16, it says, "This is a trustworthy saying, and everyone should accept it. Yeshua Messiah came into the world to save sinners, but I am the worst of them all. But Yahweh had mercy on me, so that Yeshua Messiah could use me as a prime example of his great patience with even the worst sinners. Then others will realize that they too can believe in him and receive eternal life." I don't want to seem, folks, like I'm preaching to the choir, but I'm here to let you know today, we might not have known what righteousness was. Many of us have been deceived to know about the Torah and the guidelines and instructions. Many of us are still great sinners. We're told by the church to love living against the words of our Creator. So in essence, we're told to love sin. And that's not what our Creator calls good. He calls that evil and wicked. But that's what we've been trained to be and how to live. And many of us don't want to hear that. Many of us say it doesn't matter because we got the blood of Yeshua covering us. And I'm here to tell you it does matter. We need to repent. We need to change our ways to get right with his ways. But the church today teaches repentance as a curse word. They don't want to say that. They don't think we need to repent because we got Yeshua. We don't need to do anything else but accept his blood. That's not true, folks. We need to be righteous in what we do. And we need to have mercy on others. And we need to be humble in our walk, as it says. That is what is good according to our Creator. And I'm so blessful that Paul, one of the worst sinners of them all, can see this and testify this in 1 Timothy 1:15, 16. And I pray that those of you that are listening to the radio program today will repent and realize about the mercy that Yahweh bestowed upon us, and that he would want to use us to help us see the way, the truth, and the life. You know, but you know, the great thing is, and blessed be, that he gives us time to get right with his word. That is another great sign of his mercy being taken to the next level, that he gives us time to figure this out and to repent. We look at somebody like David, who was an evil, terrible sinner. He did some great sins, but you know, murder and adultery, you know, so he sinned forgivenly, but Yahweh forgave him. Yahweh gave him time. So we see how Yahweh gives those that seek him. Like he says, he wants our hearts, not our sacrifices. So those that seek him, he gives us time to get it right. He offers this time to everyone. He offers this opportunity to everyone. We look in at Jezebel in Revelation 2:21. "I gave her time to repent." So he gives us time to repent. But then the next line goes, "But she does not want to turn away from her immorality." So we see this, folks. We have to do an answer to call. That's what we have to do. So you have Paul, you have David, and Jezebel. Three extreme sinners and three extreme examples. Two decided to take the attitude of Yeshua, and one decided to reject it. And we see exactly the result. And I ask you, how much time does he give us? How much time does he give each of us? Well, I can't say in our own personal lives how much time we have. But I can tell you for sure, each day is a day that passes and an opportunity that passes if we don't take that and take this seriously and repent for our ways. Each day we're closer and closer to his return. And the first time he's come, folks, was for sinners. He came unconditionally for us so that we would change our ways. And he set us free from death row that we were on. But he's coming back again, folks. And he's coming back for those that answered the call, the righteous. That's who he wants us to be. He's coming back for those that he calls good, not those that love sin. Yes, we all struggle with sin, but he's coming back for those that have a desire to love what our Creator loves and hate what he hates. And he hates sin. He hates people that love sin. and he wants us to humbly ask him to forgive us and forgive our ways so we can overcome the sinful things of this world. So some people don't understand the scriptures. They might say there is no mercy with a God who destroys a ton of people or gave their land away. We look at the Israelites that were going to the promised land, and you think people went in there and their creator went in there and told them to destroy everyone and kill everyone. And some people might have a bitterness about this, and that's why they don't accept Yeshua as Messiah. But I tell you, folks, our creator gave those people over 400 years. They knew that the children of Israel were coming, because it was over 400 years prior to that that Abraham was there. And only one of them repented, and that was Rahab. And we see how she was spared. Folks, there comes a time where we've had thousands of years right now since the time of Yeshua to get this right. But he is coming back, and we need to repent, and we need to accept Yeshua as Messiah and realize the significance of this. Because time is running out. Time's running out. We have to get right with his word, folks. Hallelujah. So I'm doing my best to be out there and let people know about this and let people know about the way, the truth, and the life. And if we really want to understand this, if we change the word truth with Yeshua, and we realize when it says in John that to know the truth and the truth will set you free, well, to know Yeshua and Yeshua will set you free. And you might be listening to this right now on the radio or the internet, and you might be saying, who is Yeshua? What is Yeshua? Well, Yeshua is the Hebrew name of our wonderful Messiah. Many refer to him as Jesus. And some people say, well, isn't it the same person? Isn't it the same Messiah? It is, but it's not taught the same thing. Because the Jesus that's taught today is taught, we don't have to do the guidelines and instructions that they're done away with. And then the church picks and chooses which commandments that man still should follow, like tithing and other commandments that the church can benefit from. You know, but Yeshua says, no, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. The Bible says, do not add or take away, but keep the commandments. So we need to understand this and get this right, folks, because many people don't want to be responsible for their own actions and the results of the things that are going to happen. But we need to take responsibility, because the consequences that we suffer, or the consequences that we get, because we also get blessings, are a direct result or a direct response from our actions. And it says a person is known by their fruit. You know, so we need to think about these things and focus on these things. And the scriptures say, those that love me will find me. Those that seek me early will find me. And we need to seek our creator. But we can't stop there. With a humble heart, we need to go to strangers. And we need to go to people on the street and let them know that Yeshua died for them as well. It says in Proverbs 1:33, but he who listens to me shall live securely, and shall be at ease from the fear of evil. Folks, we live in a time today where man fears man more than they fear our Creator. And this has become a big issue. And the warning or the promise in Proverbs is, but he that listens to me shall live securely. How many of you listening right now want to live securely? Well, it's time we didn't do what the sages and the Sadducees did, and they just followed the guidelines and instructions, but they didn't have the right attitude. But it's also time that you don't just have the right attitude and you desire to follow the guidelines and instructions. See, folks, the Bible says to do both of those things, to keep his guidelines and instructions with the right attitude, showing mercy towards fellow men. That sums up the greatest commandments, to love your creator with all your heart and to love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's what it's about, folks, and that's what we need to start doing to get this right. But we ask ourselves, how much time we're spending each day reading the word, and how much time we're spending each day in prayer speaking to our creator. And when we think about these things, we start to think about, well, how much am I showing him I truly love him? And how am I letting myself get deceived by letting some stranger tell me more what the scriptures say than what the scriptures actually do say? We look at Proverbs 13:13. It says, he who despises the word shall be destroyed, but he who fears the commandment shall be rewarded. And then if you go down to verse 21, it says, evil pursues sinners, but the righteous one shall be rewarded with good. So going back to verse 13 of chapter 13, Proverbs 13:13, he who despises the word, now that word there is Torah. He who despises the Torah, the guidelines and instructions often thought of as law, shall be destroyed. How many of you listening today let the church control you and you use law as an excuse to live in sin? But we're not under the law. We're not under the law. No, folks, we're saved by the blood of Messiah. We're not saved by works. But we should be keeping the law, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, not to be saved, but because we are saved. And we need to get that concept right. And then once we realize that and we start keeping the guidelines and instructions, we not do it with a proud heart. We need to do it with a humble heart. That's what we need to do. The prayer of the upright is his delight, it says in the scriptures. We need to pray that he continues to reveal these things to us and we continue to see these things. I don't believe those of you that are listening to this today are doing it by accident. I think Yahweh is ready to open up your eyes and he's ready to tell you and give you more information to take your walk with our Messiah to the next level so you can discover a deep, deep intimacy with the wonderful Creator. And you're ready to do that. But you have to take some action to make that happen. You know, and I invite you to contact me via my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. I'll even give you my phone number to call me. You can reach me at 561-283-1707. I'll give that to you again, 561-283-1707. You can listen to my previous broadcast on the station, whether you're looking at this over the internet or on the station archives. But I'm here to let people know this truth because somebody told me. And because somebody told me, I want to tell them. And I want to tell you all that it's not too late for us. But time is running out and one day it will be too late. Now, if it seems like I'm legalistic, I tell people there's so many laws in this country that people desire and do keep every single day because they don't want to get thrown in jail. But there's some laws and guidelines and instructions of our Creator that people don't give enough attention to. And they say they're done away with, and they don't desire to follow them. There's many more laws in the government, and people don't have any issue following them. But then they make excuses in saying, oh, there's too many instructions in the Bible. That is just foolishness, folks. I'm here to let you know the truth, and take it to Scripture, take it to prayer. But consider these things I'm letting you know today, because it could be the difference between life and death. And as it says in the Scriptures, today I give before you life and death. Choose life so you may live. And I give before you today the information from Scripture, and I ask you to choose life so you may live. Thank you very much. Have a great, blessed week. I'll be back here next week. Shalom, shalom.